The arts will be active in Oakland this weekend, as they'll be across the bay in San Francisco. The SF Jazz Center is the city's new showcase, featuring artists including Zakir Hussain to Anna Mura to the Afro-Cuban All-Stars John Santos and, this Saturday night, Maclete Hadero. Born in Ethiopia, Hadero lived all over the map until she landed in San Francisco almost 8 years ago. The singer-songwriter was a resident artist with the DeYoung Museum. She's a TED Global Fellow and worked with the Red Poppy Art House and the Mission Arts and Performance Project. But just 7 years ago, the artist, now compared to Nina Simone, was but a receptionist with a dream. In this story from our archives, KALW's Martina Castro met up with Maclete Hadero at the Red Poppy Art House to hear how that artist-run space and others around the mission helped her find her voice.
You know, the thing about singers is that they've always sung, you know. Every singer has a story about, you know, being 3 years old and their mother. My name is Maclete Hadero, and I'm a singer, musician, and cultural activist. One day, I was at this pretty terrible bar in North Beach, and some of my friends, they were here at the Red Poppy Art House in the Mission District, and they called me and they said, "I don't care what you're doing, get over here right now." And so I came, and it was just a real transformative, breaking open moment. I walked in and there was a guitar player in one corner and a bass player and a drummer in another corner, and up in the loft there was an oud player, and they were all improvising a song. And then somebody began a call and response with everybody in the room, and suddenly, in an instant, 30 people were all singing together, and it was so lifting. So that started my involvement with the Red Poppy Art House, you know. And music became the center of everything.
9 saturated.
San Francisco has been an enormously inspiring part of what has made me a musician and a singer, and especially the Mission District, you know. And that also comes down to the Mission Arts and Performance Project. Once I started curating for the Mission Arts and Performance Project in 2005, I was totally hooked, and I was involved in every single map for like 3 years, in garages and backyards and local spaces like the Secret Garden.
So when you're walking down the street in the Mission, you're going to hear a lot of different kinds of things. Of course, you'll hear the cars passing, many of the cars having far better sound systems than I have in my house. You know, it's funny at the Red Poppy, you know, when we have shows, and sometimes those cars go by, and when it's sometimes jazz musicians will just incorporate the rhythms or the beats that they're hearing into their improvisation, so that's kind of fun. And these are full of cherry blossoms, and it just rains cherry blossoms inside here. It's so lovely. And there are bees here. They're buzzing around and friendly.
So here we are. This is the Secret Garden. And there are raised beds over there with amaranth and rainbow chard and all kinds of good, yummy greens for the neighborhood growing here. And over here we have a stage that is the center of performance. There have been all kinds of dance bands in here. Venezuelan singers, Cuban son and salsa. For me, this space is important because it's about the things that are hidden and the places that are hidden being the real treasures that take a little bit of exploration to get to. You know, there's not a straight line. There's not a sign outside of get here, come to the secret garden this way. You know, you have to find it, although they are going to be doing lots more public programs. But I guess I feel like that's kind of part of my story too, you know, no straight lines.
Walk up straight through the room, straight through the hole in the ceiling. Take your place in the sky. Oh, look around at the clouds.
I founded a collective of Ethiopian diaspora artists who are living all over North America. And the idea was that, you know, we kind of have a limited understanding of what our own culture is, having grown up, many of us having been born here. I was born in Ethiopia, but left when I was very young. And to a large degree, it's like when you're growing up in the U.S., your experience of your culture ends up being what your family experiences and expresses as Ethiopian culture. But actually, that's just such a small fraction of what it is. You know, there's an incredible diversity of cultures and peoples and languages, and I had almost no access to that, you know. So I was like, well, you know, I want to know about this. And so I started this group of people to kind of do this cultural exploration and connection. So I have a song on the album that is a traditional Ethiopian song. Called Abay Mado.
Abay Mado fila ser yalo bere enanaka bere.
Abay Mado means across the Nile, and aside from being a real classic of the Ethiopian repertoire, I really included it as a tribute to country and the people there. And the, you know, the funny thing is I totally mispronounce words in there. You know, I don't really speak Amharic. I totally got my friends, you know, my Abisha friends to translate it for me and to kind of spell it out syllable for syllable. And, you know, then I checked it with my mom. But still, by the time of the recording, I didn't have all the pronunciation right. But I've gotten a lot better after performing it live a whole bunch.
Hey, honey.
Hola.
You're doing great.
How are you?
I know. Where you've been? You've been working hard.
Well, yeah.
There's a kind of pushing upwards that happens when you're walking through a neighborhood all the time. And when you have those memories of these really important moments of your development that are so much in the soil of the place that I can't say that I've ever had anywhere else.